The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular dermatology slot. I'm joined by Professor Katrina Ryan from the Institute of Dermatologists, who's going to catch up with some of the questions that you've been sending us. Katrina, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
We'll go straight into the questions. A 51-year-old man, I have psoriasis-type skin condition, which seems to flare during the winter months. It causes terrible irritation on my eyelids in particular, sometimes causing them to split open with soreness. Also flares around the back of the ears and inside the ears, and it does affect me more during the winter months. Is this definitely psoriasis?
God, I can't answer that, Pat. I'd have to see it. But I will tell you that what he's talking about could be either psoriasis or eczema, but both conditions get much worse in the winter. We see this with lots of dermatological conditions, especially the scaly ones. Really important that he moisturises really well. And actually, regardless of whether it's psoriasis or eczema, typically it's mild topical steroids that are used, so it will help with either. So his GP should be very helpful with that. But either would flare in the winter.
Now, we were talking about psoriasis the last time, hence a lot of questions have come in on the topic. Tiny, extremely itchy lumps appear on my knuckles every few months. They spread to form a rash, which stays for about 2 to 3 days. What could it be?
Again, I'd have to see them. But this sounds to me like something called dyshidrotic eczema or pamphlex. And we see these tiny little itchy blisters on the sides of the fingers, sometimes on the toes as well. Few different things can trigger it. Stress definitely can trigger it. That might be the case in that man if it keeps sort of happening every few months. Or a sweating can trigger it. So some people get it in the summer times. And then athlete's foot can trigger it. So he should look between his toes and see if he's got any scaly areas.
So even though it's down below, he might have the condition, it might affect his knuckles.
Yeah, so we call that an id reaction or a sympathetic reaction. It's not that the fungus has spread to your hands. It triggers it in your body.
I have psoriasis since I was in my early 20s. I'm now in my 50s. Now I've been on injections twice a month for the last 3 years. They've totally transformed my life. I would never have worn shorts or shirts or T-shirts before this. The injections have been brilliant.
Yeah, and I hear this so much, Pat. This is why I would encourage anyone who has more than 10% of their body surface area affected. Clearing psoriasis is very different now, and it's transformative. Like, there's been times I've been reduced to tears when somebody comes in and says, you know what, like, you know, I can't believe I could have cleared this. I've never taken off my clothes in front of a man before because I've been too embarrassed. Or, you know, now I can bring my kids to the pool. You know, yeah. They didn't even realise how much they're avoiding in their life. So it's really, really important. If you've got severe psoriasis, go and see someone because things have changed dramatically in treatments.
My fab 88-year-old mum has horrendous psoriasis on her scalp. Nothing is working. Consultant very reluctant to use anything more than topical treatments. She's embarrassed and utterly demoralised. Any tips?
And that can be, especially if it's very severe and you're flaking all over the place, or some people, when it's really aggressive, they can even have a little bit of hair loss. In certain cases, we will move on to systemic or biologic treatments, even if there isn't 10% of the body covered, if it's affecting quality of life, or if it's in areas like the face, scalp, genitals, or the hands or feet. The one thing I'd say to her, to say to her mom, sometimes people really scratch their scalp, and any scratching of psoriasis makes it grow. And a lot of the time people come to me and it turns out they've been picking out all the scales and trying to loofah them off almost. Yeah. And that's like throwing, fuel on the fire. So make sure you're treating your scalp like a baby's bum.
Okay. I have mild psoriasis on my hands and elbows. I find that a healthy Mediterranean diet, little sugar and lots of greens, and keeping fit keeps my skin clear.
Yeah, so we've done so much research into diet and psoriasis because everyone wants a certain diet to fix it. And actually, the only things that have really been shown to trigger psoriasis from the diet is alcohol. But our recommendation, and I was part of the working group on this for the National Psoriasis Foundation in the US, do advise a Mediterranean diet. And it's more to make sure that you are being healthy and you're not gaining weight. If you're overweight, your psoriasis is worse. We've shown that over and over again. So any sort of, you know, having a healthy lifestyle does help psoriasis. There's no question about that.
Can you ask, Katrina, what can I do to alleviate the face being prone to redness now that winter's around the corner? It's only going to get worse.
So, and that's rosacea, I think this person is talking about. And moving from cold to hot or hot to cold often will trigger rosacea. And there's very little you can do about the vascular flares like that. If you have broken blood vessels and redness on the face, IPL, we do a huge amount of IPL in our clinic, intense pulse light treatment, can reduce the take away the blood vessels so they don't flush. And then the other thing is to keep your skin well moisturized when you have rosacea. It's less irritable then as well.
I was diagnosed with latent autoimmune diabetes in adults, LADA diabetes, I suppose, over 3 years ago at 42. I have a persistent skin rash just above both ankles. I've used many steroid creams, but it keeps coming back. Could it be signs of cholesterol rising a small bit with blood glucose being elevated, or is it purely a skin problem?
This sounds like it's nothing to do with the diabetes at all. And if it's both legs, it's most likely, again, I need to see it, something called stasis dermatitis, or another word for that is venous eczema. A lot of people, as they move into their 40s, 50s, 60s, start to get a little bit of ankle swelling. And the fluid within your vessels leaks out and irritates the skin. So wearing compression stockings can help a lot with that, and not putting your feet up when you can as well. Lots of moisturizers, and it's topical steroids is our mainstay of treatment for that too.
Any suggestions for treatment of dermatitis of the eyelids?
So moisturizing, I think, is the most important thing first. And then our go-to usually is very mild topical steroids. In people that it keeps recurring in, we use something else. It's called tacrolimus. There's no steroid in it, and it's great at keeping it away. Vaseline is one of the best moisturizers. You know, using Vaseline at nighttime on their eyelids can be really helpful.
I'm in my early 40s. I've developed bad acne. Is this normal? I never had it as a teen. And what can I now do to treat it?
So this is the bane of so many women's lives, and men too, but more in women, adult hormonal acne. And often they've never had acne in their life before, and it comes on typically in their mid-20s or so. But some people it's delayed if they've been on birth control pills, because the birth control pills actually, you know, help treat it. For this woman, really important to go to your GP, who'll send you to a dermatologist if necessary, because it doesn't just go away because you turn 50 or because you turn 60. And a lot of these women end up needing either a hormonal treatment like called spironolactone, or if it's more aggressive, especially if they're getting any scars, isotretinoin, which is Roaccutane, you'd know that by.
I'm considering filler on my lips because they're thin. Will it look very obvious? I only want a subtle look.
So this is so important, who you go to, and that you will only get a subtle look. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I can spot lip filler from across a room. And it really, well, it gives the game away, but it has to be done in a really, really subtle way. A lot of the time, actually, when women come to me for lip fillers, we do a little bit of Botox to their upper lip instead, which shows a little bit more of their lip, and there's nothing artificial in there. It's all about going to the right person, because, you know, you don't want to be, you know, here comes, you know, Mary with the lips. You know, it's something, it really is such an important part of your face, and to keep things as natural as possible.
Do collagen supplements make any difference? I'm in my late 40s. I'd like to improve my skin or my skincare regime. Collagen?
Yes, and that's a definitive yes, actually. There's been a good few meta-analyses which grouped together randomised blinded trials, and they've shown, three of them now have shown a significant improvement in wrinkling, skin tightness, and also skin hydration. So you're looking for marine collagen, so, you know, is better than bovine, and at least 5 grams a day if you really want to make a difference. But that actually works, and I have to say, I was very cynical about it, because obviously your tummy digests everything you take. But they've done radioisotope studies that have shown that it lands in the skin.
Now, some of the people who've talked about good things that have happened: my daughter had repeated strep throats, developed psoriasis while in college. Then she got her tonsils out and she's been free of psoriasis ever since. That's one. Another one says, I took up swimming when I was 30. My psoriasis cleared up after a few weeks, never came back. I'm 57 now. I had it on my elbows and knees and scalp.
Okay, so the swimming one, I don't understand it all, and I've
maybe
never seen
chlorine.
That happen. I don't know.
I mean,
or maybe
Donald Trump was drinking bleach for COVID, so...
No, and maybe that the person was outside, you know, being, you know, the sun can help it when that all happened and it went away. Now, the tonsils one is a really interesting one because there's a certain category of patients, particularly with a type of psoriasis called guttate psoriasis. It's like little teardrops of psoriasis that strep throat will definitively trigger their psoriasis. And my rule of thumb is if someone has two strep throat triggered flares in a year, off they go for to tonsils get their tonsils out. And that has been shown. So it's, you know, now we don't take out the tonsils in people with normal psoriasis, but if you have strep throat trigger flares, then absolutely. And it can make a huge difference, as you say, like, you know, clear it.
This is an intriguing one. I have psoriasis, developed hive blotches and spots that my consultant said not psoriasis. For 4 months since, I've been given unlicensed methotrexate replacement drugs, Morningside brand. My kind pharmacist gave me an alternative last week. Spots and blotches are gone. What is the status of unlicensed meds in Ireland?
I'm not really sure what that means, but methotrexate has been around for years and years, and we use it to treat psoriasis, eczema, and I think this patient, it sounds like they had urticaria, which is the fancy name for hives, and methotrexate can help in a small proportion of those patients too. So I think that's what happened. But methotrexate is tried and tested; we know all about it, and it's certainly it's not. Sorry, it is licensed, so I'm not sure if this is
maybe it's a injectable generic
form.
Equivalent.
Yeah,
the question is maybe
I wouldn't
not
be
that
worried
clear.
About that at all. That's something we do as dermatologists all the time.
What are your thoughts on peels? Do they work? Is there much downtime?
It depends on the depth of the peel. So a chemical peel is something that people put on to strip off the dead skin on the top if it's superficial. But other ones will actually strip off more layers of skin, and what you're trying to do there is induce collagen in the skin and give your skin more of a glow. So the very superficial ones do very little apart from take off dead skin. The medium ones, you know, medium to deep ones, you can look very scaly for 7 to 10 days. So we do them in our clinic, but now there's ways with less downtime that you can induce that glow and collagen. So they are fading out a little bit. You know, in particular now we have something called polynucleotides, Filart. They make a huge difference to people's glow. And, you know, you don't even know someone's done it within 2 hours. So I think now, especially when, you know, people are working and they don't have the downtime, they'll opt for other options a lot of the time.
Now, I don't know what this is. Masseter Botox?
So that's Botox into the chewing muscles, the grinding muscles, and it can be really effective, Pat.
Grinding their teeth.
Yeah. You know, so a lot of people have mouth guards, but the mouth guard doesn't stop you grinding your teeth. It just stops the damage to your teeth when you're doing it. If you can stop the grinding in the first place, it can make a huge difference to people and their headaches that they're getting from all the clenching. So we do a lot of that too.
I have rosacea actinic and had a basal carcinoma removed on my face. I cannot wear makeup in the winter, but I'd like to. Is IPL help or is there another solution?
I'm not sure why they can't wear...
Maybe after the basal cell carcinoma.
Is it they can't wear makeup in
them? I don't know. The two may or may not be connected in this text.
So I think the most important thing for this person is to be wearing a zinc sunblock every day. We have a great one for rosacea. It's called Elta MD and it doesn't react with the skin or anything else. But IPL will make a big difference to the redness. It won't do anything for the skin cancer risk. But that patient, the most important thing they're going to do is wear sunblock. And actually, there's lovely tinted zinc sunblocks instead of makeup if they do want to wear makeup.
My 21-year-old daughter has problems with her scalp for about a year. Itchy and crusty, so she's constantly at it. Drives her crazy. She's tried using Nizoral shampoo. She's tried massaging with oils. She's even come off the pill to see if that would improve things. But 3 months later, no improvement. Any suggestions? That's from Pamela.
It sounds like she needs a steroid-containing solution to reduce it. But if she's at it all the time, that's why it won't go away. So I think this is the most important thing. I'd say if she was handcuffed for a month, she'd have none. So it's about trying to change that behaviour. Sometimes I have patients and I say, well, you know, you're scratching it. And they're sitting across me and they're playing with their head. And they say, they don't even know they're doing it. They're doing it in front of me. So really, really important to try and help with that.
Now, a number of people asking for a recommendation for a good moisturiser.
So my favorite moisturizers are ones that can contain ceramides. So Cetaphil, CeraVe are great brands. If you can use a moisturizer every morning that has a zinc sunblock in it, even better. And my favorite always, you know, I think everyone who comes to our clinic uses LTMD. It's brilliant because it has the moisturizer, hyaluronic acid, niacinamide, and a really good zinc sunblock. So that's my favorite. That's my go-to. But brand store ones, Cetaphil and CeraVe are great lines for people with all types of skin.
A final one now. I have a dry rash between my shoulder blades. It goes away if I use hydrocortisone cream, then comes back when I stop. It's not itchy, but always comes back for about 7 years now.
Oh, I don't know what that could be, eczema or psoriasis. But funny that it's not. If it's not itchy, it's more likely to be psoriasis. This patient needs to make sure they're moisturizing that part of the back. Back is somewhere that as people get older, back, lower legs, arms get dry. So make sure you're moisturizing.
And then how you won't do you have get to use between your shoulder blades?
Well, you can use quite a spatula or someone else in the house. But yeah, a spatula is a great trick if you can't get it on yourself.
All right, Katrina, thank you very much for answering all of those questions, and I'm sure many more will flood in and we'll deal with those perhaps the next time.
Brilliant.
That is Katrina Ryan from the Institute of Dermatologists. Thank you very much. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.